Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
A tremendous Sunday morning to you, my friend. It's the Everyday Saturday Sunday Sermon. This is where I really, really love to talk about my favorite topic, how much God loves you. And there is so much negativity on the internet. Just tap into Twitter and Facebook and all this stuff and politics. And it's just crazy, man. This is the one day a week. Not that my show is motivational every day of the week. It's the Everyday Saturday podcast. But this is the one day where I really get to dive into my heart, share it with you. And you don't need to be a Christian to listen to this episode. It is not, there's no Bible scripture that I have that I'm going to share with you. It's just from my heart about my journey, what I've seen, what I've learned, and how I know for a fact that your best days are ahead of you. If you just have faith, and faith is a really incredible thing to have because it involves you seeing the unseen. Like I say, it's like gravity, you know. Oh, that faith doesn't work. Well, do you believe in gravity? Oh, yeah, sure. Well, okay, go jump off a, you know, the top of a building and see if that works, you know. Gravity is working. You can't see it. It's working. Same as faith. You can't see faith, but you have to have it. It's working. I promise you it's working, but you got to have it and you got to believe in it. And I think that's the very premise of faith. So let's talk about money and God. Wow. You don't hear this in church much, right? I mean, some pastors preach the wrong way about it. You know, God told me I need a $70 million plane. Well, you know what? I don't think so, but there is an outside chance, and I'm not questioning God. Do you know another thing? I'm going to get back to this. This is another thing, a real, like, pastor who's gone to college, and he's a theologian, he or she, and they really are. They don't go off the reservation like I do. They got a script. They follow that script for the 30-minute sermon. You listen to it, and it's very methodical. This show right here that you're listening to, non-scripted. But I will get back to that thought about the pastor with the airplane. But here's the thing. The number one sin that you cannot get off your soul that will condemn you to hell, and I'm not even this fire and brimstone kind of guy, you will end up in eternity in hell through blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. And that's the one thing you don't want to do. What's that mean? Mocking God, making fun of God, these people out there, I feel for them and I feel for their salvation. Because mocking the Holy Spirit is eternal damnation. It is. It's just the way it is, man. And that should be so obvious. Like you don't mock God, you know. And then people online, again, I feel so bad. I'm not there to judge them. I'm there to pray for them, and you should too. You really should. If you hear somebody say, I've heard people mocking the Holy Spirit, mocking God, I'm like, oh, dude, look, no, that's a deal killer for me. You know, I'll pray for you. Can't hang around you at all. Not even close. That is, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. You know that line? That is it to the 100th power. So getting back to, I'm not mocking pastors, but if you're asking for a $70 million plane, you may need to go. And maybe your mission, and maybe God really did speak to you and say you need to go to third world countries and, you know, get clean water and work. I'm not here to judge that. I'm just saying I think that can be done in a $5 million plane, possibly, okay? But if you got $300 million in your bank account, giddy up. Giddy up, brother. But let me tell you about money. Let me tell you about wealth. I grew up Catholic. I was raised Catholic, the youngest of eight kids in Bradford, Pennsylvania. And the Catholic religion, and I think I'm a Christian now. I don't believe that you got to say 10 Hail Marys and an Our Father. I believe you can be in your car like I am right now on a Sunday morning and talk to God. I believe God wants you to speak with him. You're a parent, or if you have parents. If you're a father or you're a mother, and your child has a problem, would you want that child to keep it to themselves, or would you want them to bring it to you? And if they did not bring it to you, would you feel mildly offended that they went somewhere else to discuss their problems as they didn't feel confident enough that they could speak to you about it, or they would feel shame? I have four daughters, and I know my daughters don't tell me everything. I'm not an idiot, all right? But if my daughters really had something, a real problem that they had to work through, it would break my heart if they felt like they couldn't come to me because I would judge them and they would feel shame. That would break my heart. That it breaks God's heart when you don't have a conversation with him, when you're not riding. If you're in traffic or you're on the treadmill, you're in the shower, or you're just kind of sitting there at home and you don't have a real conversation with him and tell him your problems, it's not that he doesn't already know that you have these problems. It's that he wants to know that you lean on him in the difficult times. And friend, I've had some very difficult times. I'm the guy that you listen to on the internet that doesn't pretend that he has life figured out. You know, I work with entrepreneurs because I've got a method and a system that they can plug into and make every day Saturday. That much I know. And that is a gift from God. My gift that God has given me is the ability to communicate and to be able to hone a very concise message and allow people to answer the biggest question every entrepreneur has out there when someone asks, hey, what do you do? To be able to answer that, you know, succinctly, and to attract and build your own tribe around that message. That's a blessing. And it's amazing because I'm an ex-stutterer, you know. I should not be, the enemy wanted me not to be able to speak because the enemy knew once I learned how to speak that I would help people come to Christ. That's my goal, especially through this one sermon I do every single week, but to also use my message to help to create just my little part of the world, man, a better place. That's it. So the enemy knew that if I could not communicate, I wouldn't be able to do that, and the enemy is lost. So far, he's defeated, but it's a battle every day, and I know it's a battle every day in your world. But when I hear people talk about money, especially Christians, and I think about how I grew up, you know, 10 Hail Marys and Our Father, stand up, sit down, in the Catholic Church and the priest, and you couldn't talk directly to God. You had to talk to the priest who talked to God. And God, well, let me tell you, you can go to God anytime with your problems, and I wish you would, and I know he prays you will, because that's when you put it all at his feet. He takes it for you. He takes that burden for you. I don't carry the burden. When we were going through the journey we were going through with Susan, I put it all at God's feet. People are like, how would you ever... I remember in 2014 when Susan was born, she's on a trach, a ventilator, $45,000 a month to have a ventilator. And, you know, everybody's like, how do you deal with this, man? I put it at God's feet. I don't take any of this on. I give that to God. He takes care of it. Or he won't. Either way, I know it's his will. And you have to be cool with that. You got to know this is God's will for you and your family. And my wife had some real conversations when Susan was born. She wasn't supposed to live an hour. They're 2 hours, 4 hours, a day, 3 days, a week. And she kept living and kept beating the odds. Like, oh, okay, well, this must be God's will, man. Giddy up. Let's do it, man. Let's get after this. It's going to be an amazing story. All right, this is a miracle in the making. But we're prepared for either outcome. And we laid that at God's feet. And we had faith that he was going to work it out. Look at her now, man. 5 years old, thriving, unbelievable, unbelievable story. But you're a miracle as well. And I don't think you give yourself enough credit. Most people don't, for being that miracle. And if you want true wealth, God wants you to be prosperous. God wants you to have money. I know money and God, it's a dicey tap dance on the head of the needle. And I'm not taking donations. I'm not even giving my link or cell phone number out in this episode for coaching, because I don't even want to try to even remotely misconstrue this message that, you know, I'm trying to get you to give me any kind of money or get money to get. That's not it at all, man. How do you think hospital wings get built? These mission trips that people go on, how do you think those get funded? All right. If you have money, you will be, if you have money and a big heart, you know, if you're a jerk and you become wealthy, you just become a rich jerk. It just exposes more who you are. But do you know people with a huge heart and an even bigger bank account? I do. I know a lot of them. They are world changers. God bless them because they were faithful, you know? And I think this whole thing about, well, you got to be broke to be a real Christian. You can't be close to God if you're not broke. That's a lie from the enemy. That's a lie from the enemy. In nowhere have I ever found anywhere in the Bible, anywhere, or even heard anybody that I give any kind of respect for preach a message that God wants you to be broke. God wants you not to put money as an idol, I-D-O-L. And, you know, one of the most misquoted quotes I've seen in the Bible is, money is the root of all evil. Yeah, you left a little bit of a qualifier out in that verse, and it's actually for the love of money. I said I wasn't going to go into the Bible, but it's in the book of Timothy. For the love of money is the root of all evil. And that's true. If you love money the more than you love God, then it is evil, you know? And that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to worship money. Go get some. Go get some more. Go get some more. This is all you, man. It's not God. God has nothing to do with this. This is all you. You start going down that road, that's a lonely life, man, because you have an expiration date on your life, okay? Eternity doesn't. If you want to chase riches, chase them in heaven. And, you know, guys like Jim Rohn, Zig Ziglar. Zig was a major Christian. I mean, major, major believer. And I so respected him because he put it out there. And it wasn't taboo to talk about it 30 years ago as much as it is now. And I'm a disruptor, man. God's put me on this planet to be a disruptor. I have no problem telling anybody that'll listen that I'm a Christian. And you should go get money. And you know how you go get money? Is you do it ethically. You do it with integrity. You lead with value. You don't get money at somebody else's hurt. Like, you don't beat the fish into the boat. Anybody that books a call with me, for example, I tell them right away, this has to be a passion play for you. Okay, what's the ROI? The ROI is your legacy, okay? But I am not going to hard sell you on coming on board a coaching program. That's not the goal. The goal is you have the passion to come on board as a client. You want to build your legacy, and you want to go make every day Saturday. This is not something, well, how much you got on a credit card? Well, can you take a second mortgage out? Can you get a home equity line? Come on, man. That's evil. To be able to preying on people to have to go into debt that they can't pay off to pay for your products and services is freaking evil. All right. Run as far as you can away if somebody tries to get you to do that. But God wants you to be prosperous. There's nothing wrong with having money and being a Christian. There's nothing wrong with that. I used to think that, you know, God, when I went through my bankruptcy, I thought, God, you want me to be broke. I get it. Okay. So I can be closer to you. And you know what? It did bring me closer to God. For a season of my life, he humbled me and said, dude, your ego is the size of Montana. You're putting me way down. Let's get you recalibrated, brother. Let's take all the money that you got and flush it right down the toilet and let's start over. All right. It's like a game of Monopoly, man. You're going to jail. And that was my time to get real humble. And God is not in the punishing business. We do it to ourselves. And that was my ego. I was a first-class ass. And I was putting my success and everything else ahead of my faith. And I thought I was the cat's meow. And that's it. And after I got out of that season, I got a better frame of my life. Okay, it's not me. And I became saved, and I came closer to God. And I became a Christ follower even more than I ever had in my life. And life's been good. Life been perfect? No. I said, life's been good. Well, what do you mean? It's not perfect? No. Life isn't perfect. God never said that you would never go through the storms. He just said he'd be right there with you, you know? And I want to encourage you to start out this week focused on how can you be prosperous and don't apologize for wanting to have money, because you're a good person. And when God blesses you with money, then you can take that and multiply it, and you can build your own brand, and you can build your own business, and you can take money that comes into that business and you can go contribute to whatever it is, your charity or whatever, that hospital or your own mission trip or maybe a library or something at school, you know, all of these athletic fields and all of these things that happen in public schools. I mean, these are funded a lot with people that have what? They have money. And I'm not saying they're all Christians, but boy, how good does it feel to know that all of the money is God's? He gets you to, he allows you to keep 90%. You give him 10%. You get 90 to go do what it is you want to do and go multiply that. I think that's awesome, man. And I think anybody preaching a message out there about Christians got to be broke and they got to be poor because it's not godly and God doesn't want you to worship money, I think they got it all wrong, man. I think they got it all wrong. I think my wife and I, we live very modest. All right. We raise our four daughters here in Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm not saying that people that live, I always say Malibu as an example. It could be anywhere, but people live in Malibu on the ocean, you know, in a big mansion. They got a lot of money and they're good people. God bless them. Go get more because you're a good person and you're out there and you're putting that money to work and you're multiplying it and you're planting the harvest and everything's good, man. The people on Facebook and Instagram that are Photoshopping their photos, wanting you to pretend like, hey, look at all the money I got and that makes me special. They're first-class asses, okay? Don't follow that. Don't follow that message. I guess I shouldn't say they are. I just think they're misguided. Their message is first-class asses, okay? I guess we will condemn the message, not the messenger, because anybody can be helped and turned around. And maybe their day of humility is coming as well, like mine, you know? But don't follow people on the internet just because of the photo. They're just better photographers than you are, all right? God wants you to be prosperous. God wants you to have money. It's okay to have money. You don't have to apologize. But man, he also wants you to take action. You know, he's not just going to, hey, here's a lotto ticket. God spoke to me. He said to go buy a lotto ticket. And I'm going to, no. God wants you to take the gift that he gave you. You have that gift. Now, if that's something you need help with, all right, reach out to me. That's great. We'll help. But God gave you a gift, and he wants you to take that gift, and he wants to bless you. And yes, that includes making a lot of money when you take action and you follow his word and you're good to people and you treat people with respect and you don't look down on anybody and you don't think you're better than anybody. You just take this amazing God-given gift that he's given you and you use it before your expiration date. That, to me, is a real big secret to life. I believe that, and I think you believe that. And I think it's awesome that we're both given this one day. Tomorrow isn't guaranteed, to harness the power of that gift. All right. It's Sam Crowley. If I can serve you, go ahead and text me, 513-582-6570. We can work together and we can take that gift and we can explode it, man. I promise you. It feels so much better than just going to do something that you want to do because you want to go get money. All right. I hope you enjoyed today's sermon. Have an amazing day. Oh, I know. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.